we come to this point this morning. I know you guys wanted to talk about something, an announcement that you wanted to make. Whoever chooses to go first, please do.
Well, I'll just get us started. We do want to let the public know that we have had a very good first half. We really are just over halfway through our time right now. We have a staff of great volunteers that are doing a lot of work on the phones, in the office, out on the streets, pounding doors, and we are... I think it would be safe to estimate we're just over halfway on the numbers, the count that we need also. So on target for where we are in the process, but that means we still need a lot of signatures.
And so?
So, Peter, one of the things that's going on for us is we're out here, and when I say we, I'm not talking about Laura and I. I'm talking about all of us, all the volunteers, and we are working so hard, and we have had a great first half. It's absolutely fabulous. But here's the problem we have. It seems like it's just us. It's us. It's RMGO, period. Laura got a phone call, what, 3 days ago, Laura?
I got a call on Monday night from a guy representing the Colorado Republican Committee, and he was asking me for money.
No.
I pretty much hit the roof, and I said, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm not going to give a dime to this party until they decide to support the recall.
Yeah.
And he said, to give money to the Colorado Republican Party, they were considering doing some recalls, and I hit the roof over that
one. No, they're not.
Right. He even threw out some names. He threw out Udall's name. He threw out a few names, and I said, you need to come down here and get involved in the recall that we've already got started.
All right, let me back this up. 12 minutes after the hour. This is Laura Waters and, of course, Mike McAlpin. These are the tips of the spear on the recall Evie Hudak. You get a call from, do you know, was it a legit call from the Republican Party?
Oh, it was a legit call.
And they wanted, as an individual Republican, Laura, they wanted you to give them money?
Yes.
And what were they going to do with your money when you gave it to them?
Well, they told me they were going to maybe do some recalls, but what I think is they were throwing that word out there. It's a buzzword.
Well, sure it is.
That they know will help raise money.
Sure.
So now they're saying, sort of piggybacking on our effort and putting it out to their members and everybody they sent emails and phone calls to,
mm-hmm.
If we want to do if we want their money, we need to say we'll do a recall.
Oh, man. And you know what? The biggest bozo in the state of Colorado, people think it's John Hickenlooper. That's not true. It's Ryan Call.
Give you another one, Peter. Last week, it was a email sent out by Ryan Call insinuating that he and his group. Now, I'm being very clear right here.
Mm-hmm.
I am not talking about wonderful conservatives who are coming in and volunteering. You know, the Bevs, the Ricks, the Nancys, mm-hmm. the Susans. This is the state party sending out an email saying, by insinuation, Pueblo recall was us, Colorado Springs recall was us, grassroots efforts are us.
Mm-hmm.
It could not be farther from the truth.
Oh, no, they're claiming, the Republican Party of Colorado claiming victory in the Springs?
Well, and this is the same person, Ryan Call, who editorialized against the recall, spoke against the recall, has never retracted his words.
No.
This is a person who is impeding the recall,
yes.
who is obstructing the recall.
Yes.
Sabotaging the recall.
Yes.
He is only saying this to intimidate his supporters into not supporting a winning issue, a recall that goes against the establishment political class. We and the volunteers are the ones who are creating a new future, and he's trying to stop it.
I agree. I mean, I've said this many, many times. The Republican Party in the state of Colorado is a joke. And if you want to find a bigger clown right now politically than John Hickenlooper, it's a name that hardly anyone knows, and it's Ryan Call. Now, I don't know what, I mean, there are people that send me these emails, please, or they attack me for attacking the Republicans and saying I'm a Democrat. I'm not a Democrat, but I'm sure as hell not a Republican. And anyone who would claim to be a Republican in the state of Colorado today is almost as bad as anyone would claim to be a Democrat after they got their hats handed to them. There's a chance here, isn't there?
Well, I would offer, Peter, there are a lot of good people out there who believe in the Constitution, who who are Republicans because they believe the Republican Party stands for the Constitution, and I just don't see that their leadership reflects what their beliefs are. These are good people. These are our volunteers, and it's not what the state party is doing for them.
Other than Tim Crato, have you guys seen any elected officials up there with you?
Absolutely. We've had Brophy come by, who's even better in person than he is.
I mean, we love
Brophy. We've had Tim Neville come by, Rick Sanchez, Tancredo, Carl, Max, Justin, we have
Ken Buck.
That's good.
Vicky Marble.
Oh, cool.
Yes, I mean, we have great people standing up as individuals coming on in.
Good.
But on the other hand, we have people like Rick Palacio. Mm-hmm. You know, he's way high up in the Democrat Party, mm-hmm. out there waving signs.
Yeah.
Saying don't sign the recall.
Sure.
And then on the other side, on a statewide level, crickets. Or worse, obstructing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we don't want help from the Republican Party. We want individuals to come out and fight for their rights. And we just want the Republican Party to get out of the way and not piggyback on what we are doing as volunteers and taking credit for it. It's wrong.
There's a line in history that if enough people move in a direction, a politician will always run out in front and pretend to lead them. It's whether it's the anti-war movement, I don't care what it is, women's rights, gay rights, it doesn't matter. There's always after it starts, and there are people like you guys who take the lumps and bumps and cuts and bruises. Eventually, some politico will show up, whether it's in, you know, you can watch Jesse Jackson do it all the time. Al Sharpton does it all the time. You know, you get on a list of people who just simply show up and suddenly they're leading the effort. Now, this is no different, except they're not leading the effort. They're not even, you know, guys like, and this guy Ryan Call, I don't know how the hell he keeps this job unless he's just simply funded by the, you know, by the I always say, the guys that are driving the Sadies and wearing the bow ties. I don't know, you guys.
Yeah, I think what his comments have resulted in is not only are we fighting against, as Robin would say, Evie's goons on the streets and the Democrats, but at certain doors and in certain phone calls, we're even fighting against our own party.
Of course.
And that's really, I mean, he's suppressing the turnout by his comments. So it's pretty frustrating.
And, of course, we have tried again to get all these different people to come on the radio show, and they won't. We have tried many times for Julie Wells. Julie Wells is kind of the gray eminence. She's the bag man, as they say, in Watergate. She carries the money. And she brought somehow about $25,000 that arrives in one check from this Democratic Front organization out of God knows where, Kentucky maybe. And they just lump sum $25,000. Channel 9 does the piece and said how the these people raised money. Well, you raise money is what you guys do. 20, 30 bucks at a shot, right? A $25,000 check, Chanel number 9, is hardly raising money.
Mm.
But that and that's as far as we can go. We can go back to this organization, the Environmental Majority, and it's a, quote, pro-environment Democratic PAC. And they sent a check for $25,000.
They're a shadow 527 group that's a cover firm for some of the likes of, you know, Planned Parenthood, the Environmental Majority, and others.
Yeah. And they have this I'm sorry, go ahead, sir.
Or such as Bloomberg. I mean, where is this money coming from?
Well, you don't know.
It's coming. They've gotten a little smarter. They saw the writing on the wall after Pueblo in Colorado Springs when normal Coloradans said, we don't want big money out-of-state people telling us how to live our lives.
Yeah.
And they're doing it again.
Yep.
They're just a little smarter, putting one more veil up there so it's a bit more hidden. It's the same modus operandi all over again.
Yes, and we've got a young volunteer in our office, and I'm going to borrow his quote. He says they are uppity outside agitators, and that's what they are.
Precisely what they are.
Yes.
And you saw it done with George Zimmerman. You'll see it done again and again and again. You send in, there was a French word called agents provocateurs, and they're there to start fights.
Yeah.
And oftentimes they're sleepers. It's really crazy stuff. But anyhow, I may see you tomorrow. It's one warm enough day, and it's not quite ski season. It might be motorcycle day. So good luck. And anybody that wants to, you can go to our website, 710knus.com. You can see the door hanger. You can hear the, and I got an email from a guy who says, Peter, the robocall sounds like it's coming from the police dispatcher. I thought
that's true.
That's very true. It really is.
These guys,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, school board, races are over, Amendment 66 is down, and there have been lots of great people out working on all of those causes. Now we'd like them to shift their focus to the recall and come and help us. Bring your group you've been working with. We'll give you a precinct to walk, a precinct to call. Come and, you know, we don't care if you're a Republican, a Libertarian, a Tea Party member, a Constitutional Party. We don't care. We don't care if you're a Democrat who's tired of her. No. Come out and help us. That's what we need.
Thank you both. We'll talk.
All right,
everybody.
Thanks, Peter.
303.